than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Ravens Nation worldwide. How's it going? It is a Purple Friday preview, and it is the first episode of The Call in 2016. Happy New Year's, guys. Hope you guys didn't party too hard last night. But joining me, as always, we got my buddy Josh. What's going on, man?
Hey, Brandon, Happy New Year to you, man. Happy New Year to you. I hope you didn't get too crazy and wild out there.
Hey, you know what? I'm up. We're talking. We're having a good time. It is 2016.
And it's the first Purple Friday of the year.
That's right. That's right. First Purple Friday, first podcast of the new year. You know, 2016 is going to be a fun year for the Call and the Ravens and everybody else. I hope you guys are having a great new year.
What's a better way to start January 1st on a Purple Friday? See, Ravens Nation, we know what we're doing.
That's how you do it. You know, everybody painted the town red last night, but they're painting this Friday purple. That's right. New Year's
Day. For one last ride this season.
That's right. This is the last one up against the Cincinnati Bengals. Josh, tell us, man, what do you think of this game? What is this? Actually, you know what? I got a good question for you. What does this mean for the Bengals playoff picture? You know, we spoiled the Steelers chances for the playoffs. We kind of messed with that a little bit last week. But what can we do here to the Bengals? What do they have to look forward to? You know, what are they working for at this point?
Well, what their chances were, they lost the first round bye on Monday night. As we all know, the Bengals lost to the Broncos in an overtime game on a Monday Night Football season finale. It was great, man. The Bengals went up quick 14-0, and I'm like, I don't think anybody can stop this team. It don't matter who's quarterback. No one can stop them. And then all of a sudden, they just stopped playing football, and the Broncos came back and scored about 17 straight points. And the Bengals just they took it to them, and then the Bengals tied it with a field goal. But this team has to – I mean, it's not like if they lose, they're out. I mean, they're still in the playoffs because they're AFC North champs. But, you know, they won the division. So, I mean, they're division champs. We're playing them. It just basically – well, it's momentum because they don't want to go into the playoffs with a two-game losing streak, man. I mean, who wants to do that? The hottest teams right now are the Jets and the Chiefs. Chiefs have won nine, like 8 or 9 straight. So, it's about momentum. It's about pride. You know, Cincinnati wants to be this the proof point, get back in the playoffs and be sharp. Don't know if they're going to be resting starters. We're going to have to see about that. It's not that they can prove their position. I mean, they have an outside chance of getting a first round bye, but at this point, their hopes are dashed with that loss. So, they really can't improve. They're in the playoffs for sure, and to see what their matchup is going to be intriguing. But especially with Andy Dalton being out, A.J. McCarron has got the bill, and he's actually taking hold of the offense. And before that loss, he was looking great, man.
He was, but from what I understand, the Bengals backup, he kind of – They were a little worried with that Broncos game because they thought like he may have broken his wrist or something. Turns out it's just a sprain. So it looks like he's probably going to be the guy to face this Ravens defense. But for an offense for the Bengals that's already kind of weakened, how can the Ravens kind of take advantage of the fact that they have a backup quarterback in who maybe isn't 100%? What are the Ravens defense? What do they have to do here to make sure that they can keep this quarterback at bay?
Well, they have to input what they've been doing against Steelers, man. Tenacity, getting after the football. But here's the first one, and it's got to stop. No stupid penalties. Do your job. You know, turn around and cover the ball if you're playing corner. Line up on the right side of the ball, your side of the ball, if you're on the line. And I mean, I know these guys are trying to get the jump on the ball and trying to get ahead and trying to get a jump on that to get the snap count right. But just line up on the right side of the ball. Can't have these stupid penalties that kill. But I you had some theories last podcast, but I got a theory for you this one. You ready?
All right, here we go.
I honestly don't want to see us win this game. And that's
really
weird. Yeah, but here's why. Because it's not going to really improve much as far as maybe a pick or two in the draft, I believe, because, I mean, we're at five. We can have 6 wins, which would be great. 6-10 is great. It's not too bad, 6 wins. But I look at it this way. The way the season has gone, I would love to see this. And, I mean, I had some fans agree, and I had some fans disagree. Like, no, we want a 2-game winning streak against the division, go out on high note, prove a point, which I definitely am on board for. But if we were to lose, that means our first win was against Pittsburgh, and our last win of the season was against Pittsburgh. So I almost like that bookend. It's kind of like the season went the way it went, but we have our first win and our last win against them, which is pretty special.
Yeah, it really is, and I even tweeted this out. Some people agreed. I don't know if you've ever been here, but Chaps Pit Beef, they retweeted me, and a great place to stop if you're ever
very good
in Baltimore.
Stuff.
Yeah, but I said, you know, I will take a lower draft pick if it means the Ravens beat the Steelers twice. I'm okay with, you know, not getting the fourth round or the fourth pick and getting the fifth pick if it means the Steelers lost twice to the Ravens this past year. And they agreed with
me. Yeah, someone tweeted out that the Ravens dropped to the E spot in the draft, and I tweeted back, who cares? We beat the Steelers. I don't care. We could be picking last. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. We're going to get what we're going to get. It's not going to change fate. It's already set in the cards, man. So, those fans who are talking draft spots, I hate that. It's, you know, it's the whole Colts mentality. When they had Curtis Painter and Peyton Manning was hurt, and it was suck for luck so they can get Andrew Luck at number one pick. It's that stupid Colts mentality. Like, oh, let's suck so we can get a player now. Because these players could be unproven. You never know. You could suck and then get a sucky player, as you know, like Breshad Perriman, who gets an injury and then doesn't play. So then what? So, no, you got to play, and I love that Harbaugh's got these guys up and fired up and playing.
Yeah, and let's talk about the quarterback position for the Ravens. Harbaugh and those guys have been pretty mum, you know. They haven't really talked about what quarterback's going to start the last couple weeks. But after this game at the press conference on Sunday, they said, so who's going to start next week? And Harbaugh just kind of smiled and said, Ryan Mallett, of course. So it looks like Ryan Mallett potentially could be the starting quarterback. Anything could change come Sunday, but I feel as if they're going to give this kid another chance to see that it wasn't just a fluke, it wasn't just a one-time thing, that he actually does have some talent and, you know, potentially could show off a little bit like he did against the Steelers, but this time against another divisional rival against the Bengals.
Absolutely, man. It's going to give another game to showcase talent and to have other players step up. I mean, to break it down, I mean, Kamari Aiken had a great game last week, but how about Matthews, man? That touchdown catch was incredible.
It really was. I honestly couldn't figure out who that was at first, but he had a great game. You know, he got a touchdown, and he had I think he did a little special team stuff as well. He was all over the field. He did a great job.
Yeah, man. I mean, if making plays like that, it's definitely a resound to the coaching staff on, hey, we need to look at these guys for 2016 because we need all the help we can get on our receiving core because it's very, very thin. And we definitely need a revamped secondary, we know, because these guys aren't getting the job done as we thought they would. So, you know, to put the piece together, I mean, I, you know, I'm only saying I liked our first and last win against Steelers just for nostalgia's sake, saying like, hey, we did it. But we already know it's in the books, but I really would love to see us, with our tenacity, go out on a high note, beat the Steelers and beat the Bengals, who have been our nemesis in this division for a while, and really show that, you know. And it sucks, though, because then you're going to hear the old adage, well, you didn't beat us with Dalton, because Dalton's had our number, and we know that. So, you know, early in his career, he really didn't have it, but lately he's had us. So if we beat the Bengals with AJ, it's kind of like that. It's like the whole Ben factor in the Steelers. Like, you beat the Steelers, but I'd rather beat him with Ben there. So you say, hey, no excuses. But a win's a win. I don't care who's the quarterback for us. I'm sure the Bengals care less if Joe Flacco's under center. They're going to beat us no matter what. That's their mentality. So with that being said, I think it's just going to really bode well for a great, intense rivalry game at the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the first couple games after Joe went down, I was not looking forward to those games because I was like, God, who knows who these quarterbacks are? They're not playing well already this season. We've lost so many guys already. But I'm actually kind of excited to watch this game. You know, that Ravens-Steelers game was so much fun to watch. This is another divisional rival. We got a guy, Ryan Mal, who's trying to prove something, that he can stay in this league. He can be a potential backup to Joe Flacco. So I'm excited to see what he brings. You know, I always like to spotlight, like, one or two players that I'm going to be watching for. And Ryan Mallett's that guy. I think that Buck Allen has shown he can be a good backup to Justin Forsett. I was happy Timmy Jernigan didn't have any dumb penalties, at least big ones, this past week. Ryan Mallett's the guy that I want to see more from. I'm intrigued to see what he can bring to the table. And I don't want this to be just a one fluke game. I'd like to see him really come out and really, you know, strike while the iron's hot and do a good job. And I'm excited to see what he brings to it. But the biggest question mark for me is, like you said, the secondary. Kendrick Lewis, Kyle Arrington, I think two pickups that we got last offseason have not proven themselves to be smart players, to be disciplined players. And I want to see the secondary step up, and I want to see them do what they're supposed to do, because I have not been impressed at all this season with those guys.
Me either, man. And it just goes without saying, if we can just end out on a high note, like you said, and play our best Raven football, and I really just hope they can cut down on the stupid stuff, because it's just getting annoying. You know, not turning around for coverage, lining up all sides, it's just getting redundant. Or I'm just tired of talking about it week in, week out. These guys are professionals. You know, this is something that rookies do. This is something that, you know, inept teams do, or any coachable teams do, or even some college teams who just can't get it going. So, you know, and these guys are NFL, especially Upshaw and Doomerville. These guys can't be doing that. I can understand rookies like Smith. I mean, that's just coachable. Hey, Zedarius, you know, line up on your side of the ball. Let's get it going. But when you got guys, you know, week in and week out, you know, just doing that kind of thing, it's just annoying, man. Just really annoying.
Yeah, and like you said, Upshaw, he's been in this league for a couple years. We drafted him, what, four years ago, I think?
Mm-hmm. And Super Bowl year.
Yeah, and he should be doing way better than he is right now. I mean, some of that stuff is just dumb moves, and it's the kind of stuff you gotta figure out before it's too late. But hopefully we see a big game from these guys. I'd like for the Ravens to finish strong, even though, you know, if you kind of want a loss, maybe to help out the draft or to do the Steelers beginning and ending. I just really want to see some strong players. I want to see some guys that are fighting for spots to prove that they're the number one guys, so we can look forward to next year and hopefully have that be another big year for the Ravens once again. So, Josh, have we covered everything in this Purple Friday preview?
We covered this Purple Friday preview New Year style to the max, man.
All right, very cool. So if you guys want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. And Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
Brando always tweets me at Italian GQ52.
All right, very cool. Hey, you know what, man? I forgot to tell you this. Christmas morning, I woke up, opened up some presents. I got Ray Lewis's book under the tree. So,
did you read it yet?
I am two chapters in, so I think.
What do you think?
It's very interesting. It's stuff I did not know about him growing up. So I'm still in the high school years of football, but I'm thinking, you know, after the season's over, after I finish the book, you and I need to do a book review podcast. I mean,
we sure will.
It'll be a little late since the book's been out for a couple weeks now, but I think we definitely have to do that during the off season. So,
we definitely will. That'd be a great treat for our listeners, and diving into the book, because I definitely I'm actually on my second time through, dude.
Very cool.
So I definitely getting the ins and outs, and you're right, man. It gives you an inside look that you just never knew what the guy went through. So I can't wait for you to read it end on end, and when you do, we'll set it up and we'll get a good discussion out of it.
All right, very cool, man. If you want to get more information about the call and everything we do at Brando Cash Entertainment, go to brandocash.com. We got information about the call, what the puck, anything else that we do there. Go to facebook.com/brandocash, as well as facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. We're always posting cool videos, photos, news articles, all that good stuff. Everything Ravens you can think of, we post there as well. Guys, it is the new year. It is 2016. There is one game left. All we ask in return for us giving you a show, three shows a week, every single week this season is please tell people and share it. You know, this is a free podcast, and you guys need to share it with your friends. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you're social on the web. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to The Call, and you should too. So that is it for the Purple Friday preview this week, the first one of 2016. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, thank you very much. It's been a great season. First one of 2016, but the last one for the 2015 season. Here we go, guys. Can we get it done? The Bungles have showed us that they can like they love the Bungle, because Bungle in the Jungle is what they do. And they sure showed it on Monday night, because 14-0 lead and an overtime loss, and they lost the first round bye. And now the Houston Texans are something to play for, because as we know, if you follow the playoff scenarios, the Texans needed the Bengals to win to get in the playoffs, so the Texans now at the place. It's going to be a great, exciting Sunday, and we're definitely going to be, I don't know about you guys, but my eyes are going to be, you know, at the bar I go to, I'm definitely going to have the Ravens game on all TVs as we usually do. But I'm going to be eyes on the Jets and the eyes on the Steelers games, because Jets win and the Steelers are out. I really hope that happens, because we put them on life support. And then now we just need the Jets to finish the job, and we'll send them some crab cakes from Baltimore. Thank you. We know how it could get done. With that being said, let's fly high into Cincinnati this Sunday.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.